On Sunday afternoon, Fort Seward resident Merrill Loudon drove to the Mud Bay Spring to get 8 gallons of drinking water.
Do you usually get your drinking water from here?
Oh, no, not usually. I'm lazy. I don't like to haul water. If I don't have to, I'm running out the tap, you know, which is wonderful.
Loudon first heard about the water problems when she went to the Pilot Light restaurant Sunday morning. Restaurant owner Eric Forrester says he was preparing for the brunch rush when he noticed something different about the tap water.
Yeah, it came out incredibly brown, super dark, almost looked like coffee.
It got down low in the tanks where a lot of sediment is sat, and so while there's nothing really wrong with it, it just doesn't taste good and it's not pleasant to drink.
That's Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan. He and other public works staff were at Lily Lake Sunday trying to figure out what was wrong with the pipe that supplies water from the lake to the treatment plant. Efforts that afternoon to clear the line of an apparent airlock weren't successful, and the borough put water restrictions in place. Then,
we had a big step forward last night, finally, at about 8:30. We think we sucked some of the air out of the line and prevented some of the airlock. So it's flowing pretty good right now, but not as good as we'd like.
On Monday, Ryan said they were letting the water that was getting through flow to the treatment plant to try to replenish the reserves. The Lily Lake supply is being supplemented by Crystal Cathedral's well water, also known as Wellfield, which is a backup source for the borough.
And right now we're making water. With Wellfield, we think we're pumping out about 400,000 gallons a day, which is about 50,000 gallons more than we think we'll use in a day, especially if we can keep this water restriction on. And so we're trying to catch up. And then if we do, tomorrow we'll go hopefully make some more improvements on the water line.
Ryan says another reason the water stores drained so low is because the Tower Road tank is out of commission. The borough is waiting on a state permit for a tank roof replacement. Normally, that container provides a buffer for the municipal system to draw on. Ryan says the borough has also been trying to avoid funneling Crystal Cathedral's well water into town because the lower water quality can impact businesses. Last month, the Haines Brewery expressed concern when the borough used well water, saying it affects their product.
So we've really been playing this kind of game to try to keep people in better water so they can stay in business and be happier at their houses and draw this tank down lower, but this hiccup is now a greater impact, obviously, because we're running our tanks lower. So now we've turned Wellfield back on, and that is, we're going to have to live with it.
Using Lily Lake and the Crystal Cathedral's well, Ryan hopes to get the water supply back up to the safe zone. A burn ban was put in effect this weekend, partly because of the dwindling water stores. Ryan said Monday afternoon that some residents on Highland Drive, Young Road, and Bjornstad Street were still without water. He said borough staff were working to get service to those areas as soon as possible. Forrester at the Pilot Light said they've been using bottled water for everything since Sunday.
So we had to go and use bottled water for sanitation, for bleach buckets and washing hands, and it was bad.
A water use restriction was still in place Monday afternoon for municipal water customers. That means people should refrain from things like watering lawns, washing vehicles, or other non-essential uses. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.